Oh yeah, babies, it's time for shenanigans on NiagarasWaterCooler.com. Turn up the volume, rip off the knob. And now, here we go with shenanigans.
Live from Greendale, California, where I still want my $2.
$2!
It's shenanigans. Welcome, everyone. It's Walden.
Hi.
And Rich.
Yo.
Vinny.
How you doing?
I'm Craig.
He is.
How's everyone doing this week?
I'm sleepy.
I'm dopey.
We knew that. That's why you're here.
Yeah, this show started a little later than normal. It's like since we've been here for hour and a half already.
Geez, so weird. How about that sports event last weekend? That was crazy when that thing happened.
That guy sure was hurt.
Did you see that? That embarrassing display last night? That's the problem with Arsenal. They always try to walk it in.
I don't care how old you are. Farts are funny.
Absolutely.
Really?
You don't think they're funny?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Sharts are funny as long as they don't happen to you.
That's not funny.
Or it doesn't happen in your car.
That's not funny.
So a teacher had to tell her deaf students that people can hear farts.
Love it.
Walden, you really like the story. I want you to lead on
this story. Oh. A first grade teacher at a school that serves deaf, hard of hearing, and hearing students from birth through eighth grade. Oh, she is. She is a... Sorry. Maybe I shouldn't. In addition to teaching the usual subjects, she is charged with helping her students thrive in society that doesn't do enough to cater to the needs of the hard of hearing.
What?
Yes. Recently, she had to teach her students about a rather personal topic, passing gas in public. A six-year-old child farted so loud in class that some of her classmates, or their classmates, began to laugh. The child was surprised by their reaction because they didn't know farts made a sound. Makes sense. You can't hear it. Every fart is SPD.
Well, if you're deaf, it is.
So this created a wonderful and funny teaching moment for her.
I like the back and forth that she put on, was it on her her Facebook? And she posted pictures of her Facebook.
Screenshots of the post that she put.
Why are they looking at me? Because they heard you fart. What do you mean? People can hear farts. Wait, they can hear all farts? Well, no, not all farts, but some of them, yes. How do you know which farts they can hear and which farts they can't?
You never know until after.
You know how sometimes you can feel your butt move when you fart? A lot of those they can hear. But if your butt doesn't move, it's more likely they didn't hear it. Tell them to stop listening to my farts. That is not nice.
That is so good.
Hearing kids can't stop hearing farts. It just happens.
Damn right they can't, because they're not going to stop.
I will just stop farting then. Everyone farts. It is healthy. You can't stop. Wait, everyone? Even my mom? Yep. My dad? Yep. You? Yep. Laughing hysterically. So you can hear and smell all the farts? Some of those farts, yes. Not all of them. Can hearing people see farts?
This is a different kid.
Green smoke comes out of the I saw it on TV.
That's when it's called a shart.
She said, that doesn't happen in real life. The kid goes, what? I don't understand farts.
Stinky.
She goes, I went to college for 8 years to have these conversations.
Did you see what the title of her blog is, by the way? Ha-has for hoo-has.
There's probably a story behind it.
There's got to be.
Yeah. Toilet humor never gets old.
It does dissipate, though.
She does, at the top of this article, tell you how to say that people can hear you fart. She has a video in sign language, because I know this means poop. So if she does this,
Visual jokes for podcasts.
That one was worth it.
We're teaching you how to do sign language tonight, guys.
If your hand is waving while your thumb is stuck in your other hand,
that's a shart.
You angle your hand turtle down head. More for that.
Turtle head. It's poking.
I'm keeping that article just so I can learn how to sign that.
You need to save the video.
People can hear you fart.
Edit to your YouTube stream.
Yeah.
Well, the discussion she had with her students was funny. It points to a serious problem faced by the deaf community. I know it started with farts, but the real issue is that many of my students aren't able to learn about these things at home or from their peers because they don't have the same linguistic access. So many of my students don't have families who can sign well enough to explain so many things. It's incredibly isolating for these kids. She hopes her funny story about bodily functions will inspire others to become more involved in the deaf community by learning sign language. So, Craig's going to help by demonstrating how to sign
shart.
Fart.
I worked with a guy. We had to go to St. Mary's School of the Deaf. What are you doing over there? You're leaning.
I burped.
He was aiming in your direction,
top.
Rich.
It was top.
Okay. You know, people can hear that when you burp.
What? Stop listening to my burps.
Can hearing people see burps?
Only if you had a bunch of garlic.
That's called a verp.
We had to do phone work at St. Mary's School of the Deaf. And I had this guy, Chuck. Ah, Chuck. Who we worked with all the time. He would say, he'd answer his phone, ah, Chuck. And so we used to call him Ah Chuck.
That makes sense.
One time, this I'll tell you the caliber of this guy. I may have told you this story before, Rich. I had to go pick him up because he didn't have a van at one point. And so my boss sends me over. I get to the site he's at. He's talking on the phone to my boss, and he goes, "Yeah, he's here now. As soon as I find my phone, we can leave." Dude, you're fucking talking on it.
So it wasn't Chuck. It was Chuck.
Hey, look, Chuck. So we go to the. I have to take him with me to St. Mary's School of the Deaf. We have to go in and run some phone lines. He's talking.
Why?
Like they have special phones.
Okay.
You see it on the screen and stuff. So we had to run phone, and not everyone there. Not all the teachers are deaf.
Okay.
In the administration. Well, he's talking to a point of contact. He's going. Okay. I go, she's not deaf, dude.
She will be if you keep yelling at her like that, though.
Oh, my God.
It's the Garrett Morris version.
It's today's news.
My poor kids. They're going. Jeez. They're gonna have a bad day tomorrow. I got woken up. Some idiots were screaming about deaf people.
Oh, does that count as ironic?
Yes.
Okay. In a not ironic story, a man went to the doctor for an odd problem. His runny nose turned out to be.
And the four of us have runny noses tonight because I can keep hearing a sniff.
We're sniffling.
I'm good. Yeah. A North Carolina man's runny nose turned
brains.
Out to be.
It's
jumping all over it.
Go ahead, Rich.
Read the fucking article then.
Quit shaking your head. I can't hear it from here.
You can't hear head shaking?
Ding a ling a ling.
Sorry. Turned out to be fluid leaking from his brain. He thought he was suffering from allergies, and some doctors diagnosed him with pneumonia and bronchitis. It wasn't until he saw a doctor at Mount Sinai Hospital that he learned that it was a cerebrospinal fluid leak.
How the hell did he get that, though? It seemed like he had some kind of head injury to make that happen.
He probably picked his nose too hard. It went right through to his brain.
Very aggressive nose pick.
It was deep. The doctors performed a minimally invasive skull surgery. How is that? That seems contradictory.
Trepanning, you know.
I think that would create more of a leak.
It would put it in a spot they could get to easily.
It used a flap of tissue from another part of his body.
That's is that the
vague?
Is that the uvula?
You can ask, but they ain't telling.
That dude's a shithead.
They would have done it from a hairy part so it would blend in with his nose hair.
That's it. That's the whole story. Doctors advise individuals who have... Here's our public service announcement for the week. If you have a runny nose on one side of your nostril, have a salty taste associated with it, and an intense headache, seek medical attention.
I gotta go.
I call it Tuesday.
Doesn't Brad always have a salty taste in his mouth? Smart. Help your buddy out.
I have no fucking idea.
That seems discourteous. You should at least ask.
No fucking
the pineapple
Brad.
Working, Brad?
It's like a salt lick, right, dear?
Meh.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I didn't mean to pull the Brad card so early.
Apparently, he can't fucking park, and he has a salty taste in his mouth.
That's probably why he has a problem with parking.
Well, to be fair, the asshole couldn't drive either, so.
So if you've got a runny nose or the flu, you should consider whiskey over modern medicine.
Will do.
We all have sniffles. I have some whiskey in the cabinet.
Yours is probably cerebral fluid. Uh-huh.
My brain's leaking.
Basically, yes. You're just fucked.
Forget everything you've ever known about modern medicine and dump all your fancy pills down the toilet. There's a new flu fighter in town, and his name is Whiskey. In a recent article by The Kitchen, we're introduced to bourbon cough syrup for grown-ups.
And it works makes you feel better, makes you more attractive at the bar,
makes you a great tougher. Dancer.
Well, you go from being a 2 at 10 to being a 10 at 2.
There you go.
With enough whiskey.
Quite different from than the other grown-up cough syrup we're used to hearing about in modern medicine, this recipe calls for 4 simple ingredients. Are you ready? 2 ounces of bourbon.
Say it slowly. Slowly so everyone can hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Grab something to write with. I'll wait.
Okay.
They can pause it, you know.
Yeah.
2 ounces of bourbon, 1/2 lemon, 4 ounces of water, and 1 tablespoon of honey. And don't forget to invite Rich. While anecdotally considered an effective painkiller, consider this 1941 article from Time magazine in which whiskey is referred to as, quote, one of the cheapest and best painkillers known to man. Now, we all know that's true.
Yeah, you drink enough of this shit, you don't feel anything.
Until the next morning.
It's a memory block, too.
It can be. Hey, we'll just erase your memory for the past 24 hours.
2 doctors reported that only a few ounces of booze raised their threshold of pain 45% for 2 hours.
Is that before or after surgery?
How do you measure 45%? That seems like a very specific number.
They probably had like the rubric numbers.
It was probably survey questions with a scale of 1 to 10 or something like that. And it's probably how they came up with that.
Yeah, I said a math term. Sorry.
You said there would be no math.
Sorry, I'm actually studying research.
And I live with a math teacher, so when I said rubric, I was like, blank stares.
I'm a full-time college student right now.
They nail it by giving out this simple little recipe while noting that it's really the honey that does the trick, as it acts as a natural chest decongestant.
Bullshit. It only works when it's mixed with the whiskey.
That's right.
Yeah.
Too much whiskey can actually dehydrate you, which is bad. That's from
Won't that stop the sniffling? You have no liquid in your body. You can't sniff.
Well, the dehydration is actually from pissing in the bushes. Just something to consider unless you love feeling awful all the time.
I don't.
So yeah, that's the best cure all, I think. You'll forget all your problems. Even if you still have a cold, you won't give a fuck.
I'm going to save that page too. Or keep pausing as I try to write it down really fast.
That was what? 2 ounces of bourbon, 4 ounces of water, 1/2 lemon, and 1 teaspoon of honey?
Close enough.
Fuck. Works for me. It sounds a lot like a hot toddy in a way.
Would it work really close? 4 ounces of whiskey and 2 ounces of water? Or does it have to be 2 ounces of whiskey and 4 ounces of water?
Well, you really want the water for the hydration.
Right. The hydration part, yeah. Yeah.
Split the difference, 3 and 3.
But if you're concerned, you could always have a double.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And a nightcap.
I don't wear them.
And a shot of NyQuil.
If you show your ID. You can have the whiskey all you want, but.
That's right.
I'm going to have to see your ID for the NyQuil. I may have told you this already. I had a woman at Walmart. When I went to get a movie, she goes, you know, if this was rated R, I'd have to check your ID. Okay, why are you telling me this?
Speaking of ID, I couldn't figure out. She just out of the blue just said, if this was a rated R, I'd have to check your ID. Listen, I have gray hair and I have 2 14-year-olds with me. I think I'm over 18 or whatever it is.
Did you have the kids with you to prove that?
Yeah, the kids were with me.
Which is why the movie wasn't rated R.
I think we were buying like Rock Dog or something.
What is that?
It's a Disney movie or something. We haven't watched it yet. Mm. We have a habit of buying movies and then they sit there for months.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we should do a family night and watch a movie.
Forgot we bought this like 6 months ago.
Yeah. There's some movie named Harry Potter. We haven't...
Never heard of it.
Spoiler alert. Everybody dies.
Oh, I said that. I watched Inception, watched the whole thing, and get to the end, and I realized what happened, and some guy goes, yeah, I think I'm going to sit down and watch Inception, and this guy has always been kind of weird with me about spoilers, and I go, oh, yeah, everyone dies.
Jack.
He thought I was messing with him, and then I got the text message about 3 hours later. And it was a one-word text.
Dick.
Yeah.
Speaking of dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Something strange is happening with people's sex lives. 20-somethings are having sex later and less frequently than previous generations. I can tell you why. They don't drive, because it's hard to get fucked in an Uber.
No, it's not. You have to pay extra for the cleanup.
Oh, okay. And when you're 28 and still living with mom and dad in the basement...
Nobody wants to fuck you.
Right. Hence the auto-blow AI.
From last week.
Yeah.
Last week.
Also use in an Uber.
Just bring a blanket. But see, this is 20-somethings. Like, I don't care about 20-somethings. You know, I'm almost 40. Fuck them.
This article is accurate because nobody here is fucking a 20-year-old.
Right.
0% 20-year-olds getting fucked.
Why do you look awkward?
She looks like she's 20. Kind of. She says she does. Go with what she says.
She's not listening, so whatever.
That's right.
If she had a little less wrinkles, looked at her from the side, face was a little different.
I don't know. When I tell her about the $2 intro, she might want to listen. It's your favorite movie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Gee, Ricky, I'm sorry your mom blew up.
There's just so much good about that.
So apparently,
I think my kids need to watch that movie. That's another one they need to watch.
Which one's that?
Better Off Dead.
Oh.
I can't even get real drugs in this town. Do you know what the street value of this mountain is?
Dear God.
It didn't even make sense to me that he's snorting snow. What was the purpose of that?
I can't feel my left arm. He can't get real drugs in this town.
So he's snorting snow,
so he's snorting
to
snow.
Numb himself.
Right.
Right.
That's it?
That's it.
All right.
And it's booger. So.
And it's booger. That part I got.
Booger.
So this phenomenon, calling it the sex recession, it seems improbable in the age of Tinder, digital porn, and attitudes. Well, you can be all sex positive you want on the internet, but you actually have to go out and meet people.
Yes. And people these days in this day and age are marrying their sex robots.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, and getting
you
the auto blow.
Don't get ahead of us on the stories there, Vinny.
Just saying. You know, or they're in their mom and dad's basement at 24 jacking off to Pornhub.
What's wrong with that?
Don't judge me.
One of the causes is obvious. Adults under 35 years old are less likely to be living with a partner than in recent decades, are more likely to be living with their parents. Which is safe to say it isn't great for your sex life, especially when you only have like one of those bed sheets as your door. There's other explanations. The first has to do with internet enticements. Netflix and other online entertainment may be substituting for sex. Then they have no clue.
Not a one.
No, because if you had to, they're saying there's internet enticements. Would you rather watch porn or make your own?
I've got a tripod and everything.
I heard that about you.
You're a liar.
Don't make me prove you wrong.
So there's one good thing that's come out of the study.
out of this whole thing, because of the arrival of broadband internet across the county by county level, there's been a significant drop in teen pregnancies.
That's solid.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I did see one time a newspaper article that said teen pregnancy drops off after age 19.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh. Should drop off 100%.
Yeah.
Like, there's not supposed to be any math.
Rich, what comes after 19? This is not math. This is just simple numerical counting.
My masturbatory habits are none of your business.
Holy shit.
Usually by 19, I'm taking a nap.
Maybe shaved at that point.
Ow, 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 ow.
Since the 1990s, the share of men who masturbate in a given week has doubled to 54%. The other 46% are lying. And the share of women has tripled to 26%. Porn is a part of this, so are vibrators. Amazon has thousands of varieties, and more than half of American women have used one.
That sounds more like a commercial.
Yes. You too. What are the reviews on vibrators on Amazon, I wonder? I am not, because it's automatically logged into my account? No, I'm not looking.
Who are you kidding? You're just trying to work it into the conversation, but you've studied every single one of them.
Nope, I have not.
Oh, I don't believe you.
This one's curved for the pee spot.
What?
The pee spot.
Oh, you remember that from the lady who sells orgasms?
Yeah, I remember that article.
The size of your arm.
Another factor is people may be entering their 20s with less romantic experience. Among 17-year-olds in 1995, 66% of men and 74% of women had been in a romantic relationship. Among 17-year-olds, 66% of men, about 50% of those are lying. By 2014, just 46% of 17-year-olds had dated, hooked up, or had a relationship. And then there are dating apps, which can be insanely inefficient and demoralizing.
What? It's like marriage. Sorry, go ahead.
You're really lucky she doesn't listen.
Ah, fuck it.
Yeah, but see, at least in a marriage, at some point, you're still having that hallway sex where you're walking past each other. Fuck you. No, fuck you. And you just keep going.
Dating apps, which are really bad. More people rely on swiping, the more awkward it can become to approach someone in public. Because if you try to swipe them right or left,
you're just knocking them over at that
point. Yeah, you're going to jail. And then you're going to find out about sex, though.
That's true. Oh.
Yep.
The recession's over.
Other people are retreating from sex that's unwanted, unpleasurable, or worse. Haven't they always been doing that? Bad sex is bad. It doesn't seem like that number should ever change. It should always be, you know.
I really don't know that much about it.
Such a freaking liar.
Learning about sex from porn sites seems to have given some people troubling ideas about what a partner might like. Think non-consensual choking. It's possible that their partners are scared off of sex.
There's consensual choking? I didn't know about that.
According to the internet, there is.
It's on Pornhub. Ask George.
Apparently, if you cut off someone's airway.
You had a mouthful of what?
Cookie. Who's Cookie?
Isn't that friends with Brad?
It's kind of gooey. One might describe it as spooky.
Isn't that the guy that used to do all the cooking on the wagon train? You got a mouthful of cookie? Not for dinner!
That was actually
beans are ready. Giddy up.
That was actually pretty good. Beans are ready. You mean these Mexican strawberries?
Mexican strawberries.
You never heard them referred to as that?
I can't say as I have.
No, it was the movie Lonesome Dove. Tommy Lee Jones was in it. They were sitting down in the house in the first part, and their cook was cooking dinner and stuff, and he called them Mexican strawberries.
Fancy.
Just pinto beans.
Okay.
That's all.
So if you read these comments that are in this story,
everyone's making fun of the whole thing. And then one guy goes, not mentioned in the thread, but a significant contributing factor of this global trend, xenohormones derived from plastics, environmental toxins, and pollutants consumed inadvertently globally around the world. So, what do you call it? Flat earthers have no problem with this. Are having a profound impact on the birth rate and our collective libido. So, there, you know, there's always one guy. But to prove all this wrong, or the fact that it's just 20-year-old, 20-somethings who can't get laid, driverless cars, which are coming, ironically.
Unlike millennials.
How? They're driverless.
Driverless cars will lead to more sex in cars. Your new Prius 4000 comes with an auto-blow AI. Auto-blow.
Right where the cigarette lighter used to be.
Is that optional or is that standard?
Comes with. Can you drive package.
Stick? It's only in the LT model, though.
Comes standard.
Self-driving vehicles will lead to a rise in car sex, according to a new study. People will be more likely to keep sleep and engage in on-the-road hanky-panky.
Hanky-panky.
When robot cars become the new normal. Does that make Roadhead that much less fun, though?
Makes it safer.
Safer. At least you don't start jerking the steering wheel at some point.
That seems rude to start jerking the wheel when you're getting Roadhead.
You should just say you just turned it into a threesome all of a sudden here.
The whatnot.
The whatnot.
Get your hand out of the way.
I wonder what this is going to do for the bang bus.
We'll have to ask Gronk. Oh, wait, that's a Gronk bus. Could be the same.
What is the bang bus?
He says unknowingly.
Like the liar he is.
Yeah, obviously fucking Walden knows about it because he's over there dying.
I was looking to see if he was serious or not.
It means two cameras. Oh, Jesus. We're all going to hell.
I really don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's George. It's on Pornhub.
Moving on. With Nick.
Oh my God.
He sounds just like him, doesn't he?
So what else are we supposed to be doing in these cars?
Chess. Checkers. Backgammon. That's
water polo. There you go. They're going to be eating and sleeping, which they say could ruin the motel and restaurant industry. I'm not sure how.
Makes sense. The day is going to come when these cars are so self-driving that there's nothing involved except you punching in directions and it just goes. So we're going to live in self-driving RVs where we just tell it, I want to wake up at work in the morning, and you get up and you get dressed and you step out and you're at work.
You still got to pay for gas right now. I'm guessing they'll be electric or solar powered or something like that eventually.
Be fucking nuclear. We'll have third arm coming out of her forehead.
I don't want that shit floating around for people just, oh, I need more plutonium. Hey, it's the Libyans.
Everybody's got a flux capacitor.
Exactly.
Oh, apparently it's going to put prostitution on wheels. It's not impossible.
It's not already.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't
we've
that,
already cited multiple examples of that already existing.
Well, what
Eddie Murphy says.
Well, well, I mean, what they're getting at is you can stop and pick up a prostitute, and then instead of going and paying for the prostitute and for the hotel, you can just pick up the prostitute and just say, hey, go drive around in circles for the next 30 minutes, and you can just, you know, bang out said prostitute in your vehicle.
Hugh Grant already has that system beat.
You guys. Divine Brown, right? Divine Brown.
You guys are not nice.
She seemed okay.
60% of Americans have already had sex in a car. Doesn't say how many of that 60% they were moving. And crashing into the guardrail, leaving the baby in the back seat, and taking off.
Christ, people.
They note that sex in self-driving cars will be widespread.
Good night, everyone. Woo! Skipping the website this week. Just done.
The website.
And scene.
Widespread.
In 20 years.
They have that many? You think it'll evolve that quickly?
No.
I don't think so either.
I still don't have a jetpack.
Or the moving fucking sidewalks they show us in the Jetsons.
Only in the airports.
Yeah, they have them in the airports.
We barely have a pterodactyl to playing records for us.
50% of the room found that hilarious.
I don't think Vinny was listening. Are you awake?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Pterodactyl.
Yeah.
That's what I said, pterodactyl.
And further enhancing the notion that only 20-somethings aren't getting laid, there's a woman who wants to have the smash of the record for the world's largest orgy by having 1,000 people at a marathon sex party. That cannot be her real name.
It's got to be.
Is it Houston?
No, it's Pearl Derriere.
Yeah, it's got to be made up, and that just sounds like an STD waiting to happen.
It's almost like...
It's pronounced Derriere.
Brick
Derriere.
It's a coincidence.
She's from Denver. She's a flat earther. She goes to...
What?
Oh, my God. Yeah, she is from Denver.
She goes to orgies at least once a month, as one person can't fulfill her every physical and emotional need.
You're a needy bitch.
I'm pretty sure this is Brockmeyer's ex-wife. Brockmeyer.
Oh, Brockmeyer. Oh,
her partner, boyfriend Dan Patrick. He doesn't talk about this on his podcast.
He's got a golden voice.
Yeah. Homemaker girlfriend Tommy Talley. Are happy for her to have casual liaisons with other people at orgies. This will be the most ambitious occasion yet for Pearl, who stopped counting her sexual partners when she hit 100 at the age of 21. She hopes her sexual extravaganza will create a sex-positive revolution so attitudes will change towards orgies. I'm not sure what will happen. What do you mean?
When a man doesn't really care about a woman
and brings his friends
or this woman.
Have you been to the Eiffel Tower? You're going tonight.
Another visual joke for a podcast.
We've referenced the Eiffel Tower position before.
Yeah.
What episode was it?
I have no idea. What is that? Is that her butt?
That is her butt.
That is a Pearl Derriere.
That is at least one of her butts. Possibly more.
Got threesome. That's what it says on her butt and on her shirt.
It doesn't say it.
It sure does. It's got one of those little Teddy Ruxpins and things in there. Every time you poke her cheek, it goes, "Got threesome." In Teddy Ruxpin voice.
Imagine that going on for 1,000 times.
By the end of the night, it goes,
"Batter's dead. Stick another one up there."
Yeah, that's what's going to kill the battery.
Mm-hmm. She first discovered her love for orgies and non-monogamous relationships when she was working as a burlesque dancer in 2012. How old is she now? 29. So how old was she in 2012? So she was 21 or 22
years
old.
Stop mathing. The suspense is killing no one.
Okay, sorry. Pearl's mom is non-judgmental about her daughter's choice of career and is very close to her. She's been less open with her dad. Good. Who thinks she's
gonna
an
have
ordinary
to kill 1,000 dudes?
Yeah. Yeah. Who thinks she's an ordinary events planner? The problem arises when he gets bored and answers a Craigslist ad.
You said arises.
And shows up in Denver.
Pearl Derriere, huh? Think I'll go. Mabel. It's her real name. It's Mabel, I bet. Get to your room right now, Mabel.
A spanking.
Oh, Christ.
We've all been so naughty. And yet another article telling us that it's only 20-somethings not getting laid. Well, I guess they're not getting laid either. Police are hunting three women over a sex toy heist. That saw the thieves heist. Hide high-end... vibrators inside their high-end vibrators.
Which end?
Which end? So they must be Bluetooth enabled.
And flee. And well, can't they, like, then, you know, it's like when you have an Apple phone or something and you can tell exactly where your phone is, or where your spouse's phone is.
GPS.
Yeah. The remote GPS. I don't want to go where that's at. One woman wearing high-waisted laced trousers and a crop top reportedly removed the packaging from four best-selling vibrators and left the store with the sex toys hidden somewhere in her clothing. Sure, it was in her clothing. I've got two hiding spots.
As she's leaving, the clerk says, "Goodbye, ma'am." And she says,
"It hit my filling."
I hate that. And you get that creepy shiver.
Yeah. The owner of the adult store, Libido, revealed that one of the alleged thieves shoplifted the Come Hither Rabbit sex toy, which was valued at $280. It's a constant issue for us.
I read that really fast. That H looked like an L for a second. It's like, whoa.
Sorry. Hitler rabbit? What the hell does that mean?
Come Hitler. Jesus.
That one girl's looking directly at the camera saying, stop me.
Hey, baby.
He loses about $2,500 in goods to theft every 6 months. And is now offering a $50 voucher to anyone who can identify the thieves.
Wow.
Really, so you can go back to the peep rooms in the back, and I have $50 worth of coins. The store owner accused one of the women of sneakily unboxing a vibrator and then reboxing it while the staff were occupied.
She snuck it out in her boot and pocket.
You gotta love that, though. The wording, unboxing.
It looks like a fucking rabbit. There's a picture of the Come Hither rabbit. It's hither.
Hither.
It's got the two fingers sticking up. Hey, come here.
I like this one.
Hey, baby.
Who are you talking to, me? Me? Me?
Oh, shit. Good God.
Who's got one finger and wants to make you come?
This
guy.
This one's called the taxi driver. You talking to me?
Talking to me. I'll see anybody else around.
There's nobody else around. That's why she needs a vibrator.
Look, the way the word is spelt on the bottom, Roomba. Maybe when you're done with it, it can vacuum your floor.
Last year, thieves stole 45,000 pounds, money, worth of dildos in the world's largest sex toy heist.
That's a lot of dildos.
They must all have batteries in them. That would weigh it down a lot more, I think.
We make these out of cement.
These used to be mag lights with the 8 batteries.
A gas station bathroom key. Don't run off with that. Sorry.
45,000 pounds worth of dildos. That's a lot of dildos.
That's a lot of dildos.
I think these women are innocent, because if they were sneaking all these vibrators out of the store, they'd be smiling in the pictures.
The one that is kind of smiling.
Oh, the one looking directly at the camera?
No, the one directly above her.
Mm. Yeah, she is. She has a smirk on her face. She probably put batteries in it. Or it came with a half charge.
It came with a half charge.
I mean, they're not bad looking women.
No, none of the three of them are.
None of them. They're all fairly attractive women.
Well, you know, this footage of them stealing the vibrators is really good. So I'm guessing whether or not they get caught, they're fucked.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll be here all week. Be sure to tip your waitress.
Try the veal.
Wow. All right. So moving on. I like this one, Rich. A hot air balloon full of fireworks explodes mid-air during a festival in Burma.
So here's a great idea. Let's take hot air balloons and fill them with fireworks and propane and see what happens.
Yeah,
That's not an accident waiting. Were there pilots?
No. A hot air balloon packed with pyrotechnics exploded over a crowd during a popular festival in Myanmar, sending revelers running for cover. The frightening scene unfolded November 14th during the Tansay Tong Festival of Lights.
Nailed it.
Annual.
You nailed it.
Nail. It can't be any worse than Craig's pronunciations. An annual celebration that marks the end of the wet season in Myanmar. That's, I wouldn't want to celebrate that at all. I'd be kind of disappointed. Oh, the wet season's over. Festival organizers invite participants to launch unmanned balloons full of fireworks to usher in a new season. They don't actually attend, though, because what the fuck? That's stupid. One of the balloons burst into flames during Wednesday's festival. Video shot by a spectator showed the balloon slowly ascending while fireworks shoot from its sides. In an instant, the balloon exploded, sending fireworks shooting toward the ground as the balloon came crashing down toward the crowd. Did you guys watch the video?
I'm about to.
It's phenomenal. Really? Did you watch it on mute? It's phenomenal.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, the humanity. Oh, my God, dude.
Wow. Was that Lockport in 85? Yes.
That's exactly what I thought of. At least 9 people were injured in the incident. Festival organizers told the BBC, though this particular explosion was not a fatal accident, similar incidents in years past have reportedly resulted in multiple fatalities. They're still fucking doing it, though.
Every year. Sign this waiver, everybody.
This is evolution. This is why they can't go by Burma anymore somehow.
I called it Burma at the very beginning.
It's Myanmar.
Because I can't say Myanmar or whatever the hell they say it. Mallow. Cup or something.
I like it.
Twinkieville. So yeah, this is stupid people doing stupid things in large groups.
Yay! So you have a Canada Watch.
You can't
article.
Say Myanmar and you can't say Canada. It's literally only 3 consonants surrounded by A's.
C A N A D A
A.
Yes. In this week's Canada Watch.
Take off.
A man is facing a number of charges after he stole a snowplow truck while not wearing pants.
Did he put down a bag or newspaper or anything?
It was in Newfoundland. He was a Newfie.
He was a Newfer.
A pantsless man is facing a number of charges after a stolen truck with a snowplow blade wound up overturned. After 11:30 p.m., the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary, I think I said that correctly, responded to a call of a pickup truck driving in the area of Thornburn Road with its snowplow blade scraping the pavement, which means it's shooting sparks.
Sparks, yeah.
Officers located the vehicle but were unable to stop it. A short time later, the vehicle was upside down.
Excuse me. Would you, sir? We can't stop it.
Sorry, eh? Police said the vehicle had been stolen from a business and the driver was not wearing pants. According to the fire department, the crash damaged
his pants flew off in the crash.
Clearly.
Yeah. I stopped at a restaurant.
Got had some ramen noodles. Painted some chairs.
Fell through the roof of a gas station. But I got one of them hot dogs, though.
The driver of the truck was held in custody and charged with break and entry, possession of stolen property, flight from police, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, and breaches of court order.
And ignoring a pictograph.
He wasn't wearing any breeches.
Right.
How could they charge him with breeches if he wasn't wearing pants?
Do they charge him for the ones they gave him? You're not sitting in the back of my patrol car, eh?
Put down the paper. Put down the foil.
The meat paper.
Can you go over there to the restroom in the gas station at the petrol station?
The petrol station.
Get some of those toilet seat covers.
You run in there and do that. I'm going to put a few liters in. Goddamn liter of gas.
I want a goddamn liter of cola.
I just laughing about the liter of cola and thinking back to the movie.
Liter and.
So we go on to our next article, you think? Which is our last one for the evening. What do you think, Rich?
What the fuck else are we going
to
do?
Well, add those other filler ones. I know there's one there you wanted to talk about.
Oh, there's a bunch of them. That's why I put them there.
Yeah? Which one sounds wonderful to you?
Well, the one I had specifically in mind for Howie, so we can save that one. So there's bar in Scotland, obviously, several. But this one has
You've been to a couple, haven't you? No, you went to Ireland.
Never been to Scotland.
You went to Ireland.
No, never been to Scotland. Somebody busted a window, and the shape of the broken glass looks exactly like Yoda.
It does.
It's amazing.
I don't believe it. Where is it?
Oh, you got to look at it.
There's a picture of Yoda.
That's, keep going down.
Keep going down.
Holy fuck.
Break you, I will.
Repair me, you must.
The derelict boozer has become
do or do not. There is no try.
Viral sensation after an eagle-eyed passerby noticed the broken glass pane was left with a perfect outline of a legendary Jedi master. Actually, you know what? We don't even need to read the rest of the story because it's all just Star Wars jokes. But that's
must have been thrown out with a bit of force.
Yeah. Again, Star Wars jokes that we didn't write. Well, you got a fresh one?
Nope. I don't know the Star Wars.
You don't know the Star Wars?
I don't know the Star Wars.
You don't know the Star Wars?
I don't know the Star Wars.
How many times have you watched it?
Zero.
For real?
I mean, I caught bits and pieces.
You have most certainly seen the entirety of Star Wars.
No.
The original movie?
Probably.
You didn't watch any of those terrible things called Episode 1, 2, or 3?
I remember there was Jar Jar Binks. I like that guy.
You're the only person. He's your brother, dude.
I know.
And I remember Luke and Laura.
No, that's General Hospital.
Okay.
Han Scorpio.
The guy from the Colt 45 commercials. There's a new guy. There's a new guy. He's covered with hair. I just know they just keep calling him a rookie. He's new. That's about it.
That's chewing tobacco.
Chewing tobacco.
Barf.
Not in here, mister. This is a Mercedes. No, that's my name. Barf. That movie I know backwards and forwards. I'm a Mog, half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
So there was a shipwreck off the coast of Australia 150 years ago.
Probably few.
The Age of Light sailed in 1868 and sank off the coast of Melbourne. This guy went diving into the wreck back in 1970 and pulled up a bottle of Tennant's Stout.
It's aged well, I would guess.
Yes.
And been preserved.
Yes. From the cold water, didn't oxidize, kept it very cold. Delicious, I'm sure. Now, this was in 1970 when there was no real rules protecting those sites because most people couldn't get to wrecks off the shore. So what was the point in making laws about it? But this guy managed to pull up an artifact that nowadays would be protected. The guy's now 72. And he said, I could see the inscription Well Park Brewery on it, and I set about finding where that was. I found out it was in Glasgow and contacted Tennant's to see if they were interested in the bottle, which they were, and I was delighted. Now people can look at it because he's bringing it back to Scotland, or he brought it back to Scotland. The ship was originally carrying 42 people on a voyage from Liverpool, and the ship sank because the captain got too drunk and ran it aground.
Sweet.
The Scottish brewery is well-established agents in Liverpool and Australia, and regular shipments from Glasgow via Liverpool were common. However, the captain... Oh, I read that. The ship sank outside Port Phillip Heads near Melbourne, but the bottle of Tennant's survived. A member of the Geelong Skin Divers Club... Okay. Mr. Anderson discovered the bottle...
Don't make it dirty, Rich.
...before
dirty.
Australian laws changed to protect wreck sites. He added, it took a bit of clearance to get it to Glasgow because artifacts are protected in Australia and we need special authorization for things like this to leave the country. I saw it all that and it's amazing to see it back where it started 150 years later, meters from where it started its journey. So that's going to be on display starting November 22nd. They're building an entire visitor center. No, it's going to an existing one. They've also developed a commemorative edition of Stout after brewers researched the firm's old recipes. The group brand director for Tennent said, predating Tennent's lager, which was first brewed in 1885, the stout is one of the oldest bottles of beer in Britain, returned to Well Park by the diver who found it. Unlike the drunken captain who ran his ship aground close to Port Phillip Heads, Jim has ensured that his cargo reaches its final destination by flying around the world to put it in place himself. So I thought that was pretty cool. It's the oldest beer in Great Britain.
Usually they drink it before it gets that old.
At this point, would you bother?
I wouldn't drink it.
Would you dare?
I wouldn't.
It's probably watered down.
You think?
But they show a picture of the cap that's still in place. I think it's a cork.
That looks corky.
It does. So I thought that was pretty cool.
It's cork. It must be an Irish beer.
Irish jokes. I wish you hadn't told it. You're a dick.
So those are the stories you want to talk about? Anything else you want to say? You're good?
Tell us about the sex robots, Craig.
All right. So this is going to be our final installment of This Week in Sex Dolls. We're retiring this bit because I'm tired of looking for the stuff. And really, it's bad for you. And that's what this article is telling us about.
Now, wait a second. Looking for it doesn't seem like any effort for you.
So you're telling me from now on it just has to fall in your lap?
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah. It is difficult to look up sex doll stuff when you have four kids running around the house on a Sunday afternoon when you're trying to put stuff together for the show. So if somebody out there runs across one of these articles and they want to talk about
it. Not comes across it.
Runs across it. Yes.
If you come across it, we're not touching it.
I was carefully wording that for that exact reason. So if you find an article, whether it's about sex dolls or anything, something you want us to talk about, email us at niagaraswatercooler@gmail.com. If you want to just send us something, we can't guarantee we'll get to it, but if there's something you want to hear about, maybe we'll get to it if you send us
$10.
A link and a sex doll.
Yeah. A link. No, don't send us sex dolls. If you find funny things you'd like to send to us, email us and we'll send you the address where you can send stuff. Like, but it cannot be porn and it cannot be sex dolls. Sorry, Rich. It can't be either of those. Sorry, George. It definitely can't be anything from Pornhub.
What about ugly sex dolls? Those would be funny.
No. But we'll take public input. If you have questions you want to ask us about stuff.
That's what she said.
Are you going to hit him with your phone?
Pearl Derriere takes public input.
Very, very public. The sex doll things, it's not. This, Rich said before we started the show that this was a downer article. And it really is.
It's a good way to kill the sex doll bit, though.
It is. It is. And that's exactly
what
I was going
for. Here's
what
you're doing wrong, people.
You're not interacting with other people.
That's right.
You're finding love in something that can't love you back. You're not finding human companionship. And this is bad for your brain.
Very.
It may be good for your Willy Wonker, but... it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you need human contact, you know. Everybody needs somebody sometimes, you know? I mean...
It's true.
That should be a song.
I know, right?
You're like a poet, man.
I didn't even know it.
You're like a poet.
A lot of people describe her as a sex doll. To me, she's more of a companion, comforter, and someone who never disappoints. Birthday gift to myself is how he tagged the picture of this guy tagged a picture of himself with his sex doll. It's kind of a sad state of affairs.
I mean, we joke
about it. But
it
really,
is.
It's a sad state of affairs, really, that people have to go with this. Which is why we have to stop. Unless there's something that jumps out there that is just hilariously funny.
Like
she jumps out of the ceiling at IHOP tomorrow.
Fully clothed.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Wow, she looks surprised. It is disturbing how lifelike these things are, because I think as they get more and more realistic, you'll see less and less actual human interaction, and you'll see a lot more problems with people being able to relate to other people, which could be a part of the problem we have right now where nobody can understand anybody else who's different from them.
Well, I mean, you're basically taking social skills and throwing them out the window because we're personifying an inanimate object and finding pleasure in it. I mean, it's...
What is that movie with Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock where they have sex without touching?
Demolition Man?
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yes.
We don't want that.
He doesn't know how to use the clamshells.
He doesn't know how to use the three seashells. Shit, ball, duck, fuck. He's like, so much for the seashells. He's like, you broke contact. What do you mean contact? I didn't even touch you yet.
For some reason, Sylvester Stallone sounded like Howie there for a minute.
Just like, but yeah, I mean, it really is a sad state of affairs when we stop putting the effort into making, you know, relationships and maintaining those relationships, whether they be romantic or friendly in nature or even a professional relationship, doesn't matter. You know, you stop doing that and you start putting your faith in these, you know, inanimate objects.
Some of these people already have a hard time with social interactions, and by giving this as an escape, they may never have social interactions, and that's, I guess it's a bad thing. I mean, we're kind of serious here, but really, the sex doll thing has to stop.
Yeah. I mean, it might have, hopefully what it'll do is it'll have a novelty effect, and it'll fade out as fast as it came in, but I
mean, like My Pet Rock, someone makes $1 billion on it, and then, you know.
Yeah, when
it's
you could have just...
in the driveway.
Nobody did that to a Pet Rock. And I mean nobody.
It could have been like one of those fags.
It's the Jade Pet Rock.
The Jade Pet Rock.
Shaped like an egg.
So if you have a sex doll, unless you have it strapped to the back of your motorcycle while you're cruising down the 290, we don't want to know about it.
Then we do kind of want to know about it.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah. If you're doing that, take pictures. Send them to niagaraswatercooler@gmail.com. Do not send naked pictures of yourself. We don't want that either.
Or anyone else for that matter.
Right. So do you have a website for this week?
Of course I do.
Sound or no sound?
As you wish. Yes, it will have sound or no sound. This is going to be, did I do this one already? SuperLOL.com.
I think we did it.
We did that one?
I thought I might. I think so.
Okay.
Sounds kind of familiar.
I didn't see this one before.
Yeah, no?
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
I've definitely seen it before. I don't think this gets updated all that often.
An embarrassing aisle to be caught in. Ointments and creams, butt problems.
The five stages of iPhone 5 grief denial. This can't be. I was sure all of the leaks were fake. I didn't understand. There's no way Apple would make something so boring. Surely Steve Jobs is just playing a prank from the grave.
Oh, anger. Are you effing kidding me?
Why are you looking at me?
It's just because you bought an Apple product.
An iPhone 6. I'm not exactly keeping up to date here.
A friend of mine updated their iPhone 6 recently, and now they can text and they can surf the internet, but they can't make or receive telephone calls. So after the update, it doesn't actually work as a phone anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
So would I for the most part.
I have to use that one. Hey, you didn't answer my call. Oh, I'm sorry. I updated my iOS and...
So this is pages and pages of funny pictures with funny captions.
I like the one with a bird shooting all over the car. So this bird waits for my coworker to show up every morning. Then he spends the day looking at himself in the mirror and shitting.
That's going to ruin,
that's gonna ruin paint the paint job. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some pretty funny ones in here. Holy cow. SuperLOL.com. That is. Yeah. I have a feeling I'm going to be spending some time checking this one out.
684 pages.
Oh, yeah. So I have until next week when we record again. I'll tell you which I thought were the funniest ones. So if you get a chance, check it out, superlol.com. And they're laughing over something over there.
It's two billboards. The top one just says Jesus in big letters, and underneath is a McDonald's ad that says Beefy Cheesy Glory.
It doesn't say that at all.
Fucker. Wrap it up, Craig. I'm done.
This week for Shenanigans has been Walden, Rich, Vinny, and I'm Craig. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week. Well, you'll hear us again next week. Thanks.